There's a lot of research on gun violence in young people, except when it comes to those kids and young adults who survive their gunshot wounds. WLRN in Miami has been exploring the effect of gun violence on young Floridians in a series called Young Survivors. We'll take a look on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30. In this preview, WUSF's Robin Sussingham speaks with reporter Nadege Green about the series.
What was the thinking behind producing this series?
We went into this thinking there's definitely a story here just based off of the number of young people we saw who were being killed by gun violence in South Florida. So one of the first data sets we got back was from Jackson Memorial Hospital, which is the premier trauma center here in South Florida. Chances are if you get shot in Miami-Dade, this is likely where you will end up. And they gave us back a set of numbers. And when we looked at it, we saw that nearly 90% of young people, 18 and under, school-age kids who get shot, survive. And so while we were reporting about the horrors of young people dying, we didn't have that entry point into what happens to kids who survive these shootings.
It seemed like you all had such exceptional access to sources.
So this was three reporters. I largely cover social justice issues from WLRN, so I already had an entry point into community members, into people's homes, because I'm often in a lot of these neighborhoods where these shootings happen. And so they knew me and they trusted me. Sammy Mack is our health reporter. So she has a relationship with the health institutions and doctors here. And Rowan Moore Garrity covers education. And so I think it was a good cross section of our beats and just being well sourced within those beats to be able to get those stories. And even with that, you know, some of these stories were not easy to get. A lot of people didn't want to talk about this. And we were asking some very personal questions and questions that in some cases made people cry because they were revisiting this trauma in their lives.
Miami is obviously very affected by these shootings, and it's a large population center. Did you do any research on how it compared to the rest of the state?
No, it's hard to drill that down because there's so little data on this. So we were able to capture these numbers from Jackson, but we don't have those numbers from every hospital around the state. And in fact, it wasn't very easy. Even for Jackson, they have to go through and drill it down for us almost manually in some ways in order for us to get a clear picture. This isn't like looking up the census numbers and saying, oh, this exists on a website somewhere where you can just pull this across the state in all of these different hospitals. This is not data that is easily or readily accessible.
Tell me, Nadege, what was your biggest takeaway from researching and reporting this series?
I think the biggest takeaway from this series was that there's just so much we don't know, because we don't have a mechanism to really quantify the living among us and also the invisible scars that they carry with them, and not just their physical scars. I think that this series peeled back maybe the first layer at looking at that, but there's still a lot more to do. There are still a lot more questions to be asked, because so many of the young kids who get shot are going to survive. And what's in place for them, whether it's on a school level, whether it's in a community level, what's in place for their families who are also living with this, you know, in the case of a young person who ends up paralyzed, that shifts the entire family. Sometimes moms or dads have to quit their jobs to take care of this child. And so there's a lot that goes on that we don't see.
Yeah.
After shootings, it's unremarkable when someone survives, because we're looking at the death toll. We want to see who died. But when someone lives, you don't even take count of that on the news. They survived. They're lucky. But we went back and we talked to them. They survived. But how are they doing? We don't always ask that question.
Hear more on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30, and you can access the entire Young Survivors series at healthnewsflorida.org.